Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show, and tonight, gonna be kind of all over. I kind of had a mellow day today. I don't know, I normally don't have those kind of days. I'm one of those days where things get kind of hectic, or, you know, things have a way of just going, you know, in a day. Anyway, I'm a little late running the show, but we got one up finally, and I wanted to talk about a couple of things. Interaction between nanoparticles and the brain. Years ago, Brian and myself were doing the nano research. Basically, we're the only two that were doing it at the time. We're looking at all kinds of different factions of this nano poisoning and how it could impact us and how it was impacting us, how it was networking, how it was assembling, how it was repairing itself, how it was, you know, altering us on every level. And I was doing research on the brain. We're doing research. I mean, we still are, actually. We've never really stopped doing the research. We've gone different directions at the research. And we were always coming from two different directions anyway. Nothing new there. And we've always maintained and exchanged whatever we're finding. And because it's the scope of how bad the poisoning has been over in the last 12 years alone, much less before that, before we even got onto it. And he got onto it before I did. And where we're at today, it's just phenomenal. And with the nature of genetic engineering and pharmacopoeia using nano delivery methods to inject and deliver the payload from a syringe, you know, and when you look at the mechanisms and how they're using this technology into getting into specific areas of the body, specific cells, specific tissues, specific organs, and when you begin to realize that a lot of this stuff is already inside of you. Now, I mentioned before that, you know, with the genetic material in these injectables, and how they can they will react and interact with each other when they leak out, creating the variants that we're seeing today, and altering the genetic makeup of these injectables. This is somebody that's really nobody's talking about. They're talking about spike proteins all the time, but spike proteins are not the only ends and means for this to modify itself or to genetically alter itself. This is a time bomb of time bombs. I got to tell you. So when we're adding nano engineering to this, you know, and we're adding, you know, a biometric API with this, this can go anywhere, any place, any part, and activate. That's how bad this they've done this. The stupidity I've been hearing today. And throughout the last couple of days, though, some site, somebody sent me a site in the Netherlands, I guess this guy is saying that the nano's not as bad as made to be, and somebody's talking about using alfalfa and some other bullshit. I mean, the bullshit is so thick, and the people that are saying they're not to be concerned about nano, they're either idiots, completely illiterate, ignorant, or having a freaking clue what this really can do. And I love it when people tell me, well, I got a degree. And I always tell them, maybe you should go back and get your money because you didn't learn jack shit. Most of them haven't learned anything. All they've learned is the program. So when we're talking about stuff that's going on today and the nature of how things are working today and how they have created the handshake, okay, what I mean by that is when we looked at the show a couple of shows ago and reading and how they can put stuff into you. How do you think it got there in the first place? Think about this for 1 minute. Before they had this vaccination program going on, how do you think that people were getting sick, breaking down, collapsing, having the inability to recover, constantly going to doctors and medical? How do you think that was engaged? How do you think that started? How do you think that's been manipulated? See, nobody thinks about that. See, I have people that come see me, and sometimes they don't recover either. Sometimes you can alleviate them, because if we use the standard method of some of the stuff that was in the past. A lot of things that we had in the past that could work on biology and pathologies that were not nano or genetically engineered or programmed could be dealt with different technologies. It was a lot easier back in 1902 to wipe out cancer than it was than is today currently. Because today, currently, the assault on the cells and on our DNA and our genetic code is coming from so many different directions, it's very difficult to actually come up with a remedy. The remedies we had 30 years ago worked really well. 8 out of 10, 8.5 out of 10 people would come out cancer-free. Today, that formula doesn't work like it used to. And that's because of the nature of the mutations and the nature of the augmentation of the assault on the body, the morphologies that have occurred, the further evolving these conditions to become more prevalent, stronger, harder to remove because of what we are consuming today, what we're eating, what we're drinking, what we're consuming on every level. And it's not even so much what we're consuming as well, it's how much we're consuming of it. You know, when you eat a little bit of poison, the body can handle it, but when you eat a lot of it at one time and eat it several times a day, very difficult to deal with that kind of poisoning. It's like you're saturating the body with heavy amounts of poison, and then over a period of time, you collapse, and you can't now recover because either some of the components you've eaten have altered your DNA, or they've altered your genetic code, or they've incorporated into your cellular matrix, or into your tissues, or into your organs, and now your body starts to manufacture, mass produce some of the things that you've consumed. Because in this food you're eating, they also have engineered nanoparticles inside the food as well. So when we're looking at what we're dealing with today and the level we're dealing with and the other mitigating things that are going on, it's to get a real hard, to get an accurate assessment, unless you have somebody that you're dealing with that's trying to help you find a solution to your health, if they're not dealing with nanobiotech or nanoengineering or self-assembly, self-repair, self-replicating, if they're not dealing with activation or a biometric API, if they're not dealing with that in regard to finding you a solution, then the solution will never be found. If we're not dealing with today, if we're not actually looking at the fact that you're being hit with cell tower frequencies, laptop frequencies, cell phone frequencies, computer frequencies, television frequencies, frequencies coming from your washer and dryer, frequencies coming from your stove, frequencies that are being hit at you even while you're driving your car, especially if some of these cars have onboard computers that are communicating with other automobiles as well. These are factors we have to fit in today. And when we start looking at the mutations of the frequencies that we're being hit with, the nanoparticles, nanopoison that we're being just raining down us today. I was looking out in the sky, and there's this jet flying, coming from the southwest, going east. Going east, and left a beautiful, beautiful, blistering chemtrail right above the city of Windsor. And a buddy of mine took pictures of 7 o'clock this morning down his neck of the woods, and he see the West End, just unbelievable. So like I said, these are conditions and things we need to look at. When I tell you about foods and how not to eat foods above the surface and just eat root based because of the nature of what you're consuming, In all true essence, there's nothing we're eating today that is really safe to eat. You have to eat. I'm well aware of the fact you have to eat. So this is where I point out that, some of the foods to eat, anything above the ground. You can eat animal proteins. You can eat aquatic proteins. You can eat poultry. You can eat, anything root-based, parsnip, carrot, beet, onion, garlic, celery root, ginger, galango, to mention some of the things, because they won't have as much of the saturation as the plant does. The plants, you can look at them, they're completely inundated. So what we're talking in regarding to what's going on today with nano, and how nano's already infiltrated almost every part of your brain. And I said this, and it's even on my site. You can go on my website, augmentedforest.com, and there you'll see a link on all kinds of nano. In there is one link where it actually explains that for every nanometal you are absorbing, it goes to different parts of the brain and networks in those areas. So like I said, it's one of those things that we need to really understand today, because we are no longer in that realm of safety. And when we're looking at some of the compositions of the injectables having a direct access to the brain, I mean, when they put that swab in and they contort it into your brain, basically the swab is a positively charged component. Can you remember that? It's positively charged. They're inserting it into your body, which has a negative charge, especially in the area they're putting it in. So the one thing that will work at possibly disengaging this is a high, powerful static charge or surge that we talked about, because that produces a negative charge. So if you got a negative charge hitting this, it may actually disengage it or even burn it out on the inside. Now that is a possibility based on what I'm seeing. It's very plausible and can may work. So anything that you can control a negative charge, especially around the forehead area, you might be surprised how that may disengage that tech, and you may just be able to drop it out of your head. Something to consider. So when we're talking that, and we're talking some of the other things that we are, you know, known to see, what are in these injectables, there's a page I put up here, and it gives you a list of everything that is wrong with taking these injectables. I get people call me all the time. A guy calls me and says, what can I tell my ex-wife, or tell my wife, not my ex-wife, but his wife, why she shouldn't take the injectable. I'm just beside myself when I hear this question. Everybody that is, in my humble opinion, saying that they're not taking the injection should have studied a little bit in order to be able to help somebody understand what's going on. Anyway, I gave a link. I found a link. It's a very precise link in regarding to why you shouldn't be taking the injectable. First thing they say, you're not covered by the insurance. The insurance companies won't cover you. You know. Secondly, they're saying it's not even a vaccine. It's just an authorized release by the FDA, but it's not considered a thoroughly, properly tested component. Imagine that. And they released it out in the general population. So there's a lot of reasons there, and I put it up there so that if those of you who are having problems with somebody you love or somebody you're close with, you may want to share that with them or her to let them know that this is a lot of reasons why you shouldn't take these things, you know. And if they say, well, this is just internet bullshit, then at that point you've got a decision to make, you know. What it boils down to, you'll have a decision to make. Whether you're going to stay with this woman who's allowed herself to be infected, or you're going to leave her. Or same thing, if it's a guy, the woman may have the same, you know, decision. Do I stay or leave? It's going to come to that. It's going to really come to that. I can see that coming. And it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be pleasant. You know, it's just what it is. It's just what it is. I'm going to see here where I'm at real quick. Hold on. 1 second. Okay. Let me go back. All right. I'm going to talk about something called transcytosis. This is when you deliver a payload of components into the body, usually in the brain area primarily. And they use nano. Now, let me read something to you. And I'm pointing this out because I want you to understand, those of you who have been swabbed, and realize after the fact that you've been swabbed, here's a possible way for you to be able to get that shit out of your head. You know, I'm going to share that with you, and you can, I'm going to share what it is first. An absorptive mediated transcytosis, that's an AMT. AMT molecules are nanoparticles which are electrostatically charged and polycationic in nature, positively charged. Example A, a protein and peptides bind to the anionic molecules. In other words, the proteins bind with the negative charged cells. Of the luminal surface of the endothelial cells, these bounded molecules are then internalized in vesicles and transported across the membrane. Talking about the brain. Now, they have violated you with these PCR Q-tip injectable. And they probably have a protein to connect them so that it can connect and interconnect with your DNA. And not to mention that the thing is designed to bypass your that thin membrane to attack the pineal. They need you stupid. They need you dumb. They need you to just, you know, comply so you can die. You know. So anyway, the point I'm trying to get across here, when you're looking at this, they're looking at the nanoparticles, that shit they put in that Q-tip, would be negatively charged, attaching it to your body, which at that point may be positively charged. So you may have to create a negative charge, be able to draw that out, a negative pulse, some kind of static charge, some sort of EMP that can produce a negative ion through your body, giving you a negative charge, which may help. Something to try. Translocation of ENM from point of entry to the brain. Now, ENMs are engineered nanoparticles, just so you know. Okay, getting back to the first one. So as previously stated, there are four principal routes by which environmental or engineered nanomaterials can enter the human body. By inhalation, by dermal exposure, by dermal exposure. What happens when the vaccines or the injectables jump? Where are they going to get through? Well, you might get through your breath. You may get through you by touching. You know, like that, like we talked about when the guy had sex with his girlfriend, and all of a sudden when they got done, he broke out in a rash because it jumped from her to his skin. Via the digestive tract, and finally, a systemic entrance, VIA example, injections to blood cells. Nano delivery. Imagine that. You know. They, in order to reach secondary organs, nanomaterials are transported via the circulatory system and thus reaching other organs. You actually believe any of you have taken this vaccine or injectable? That's all you took? I'm presenting this to show you all what it can be done, that has happened. And how, okay, by using either an EMP or a high powerful surge, statically charged surge, a lot of stuff is not going to come out of you. Okay, you have to understand that. This is the way it is. I didn't make it, they did. Let's see here. Transcytosis is a major approach to nanomaterials getting through the blood-brain barrier into the central nervous system, among which receptor-mediated transcytosis, absorptive-mediated transcytosis, and carrier-mediated transcytosis are the three major mechanisms. RMT is the most applied strategy to nanocarrier-mediated brain drug delivery. Temporarily disrupting the blood-brain barrier integrity is another potential approach. In other words, if they hit your brain, your blood-brain barrier, with a device that can create a frequency or vibration, it can now weaken the barrier. That's why they were hitting everybody with those damn thermometers, those infrareds, because when they put it to your head, it bypasses your skull. and you got a 4-inch penetration, don't let anybody take your temperature. He may be activating nanotechnology. All the people getting the swab, would just that infrared may be the inactivator because of the fact that it is an EM bandwidth. Something for you to look at, something for you to think about. You know, it's important that you understand they have hijacked you on just about every front there is. Top, bottom, left, right, they have provided you with no solution other than to come up with your own, like we've done with the nano and the bucket and other things. People are going blind now from the injectables. Imagine that, getting an injectable. It's supposed to be so safe. It's so safe. It's going to save you. Oh, my gosh. And then turns around, and it starts to kill you. Now it's causing blindness. Imagine that. You know, makes me want to take two. Woohoo. Oh, man, you got another vaccine? Sign me up. Give me that injectable. You know, it's something that we have to really pay attention. They're not going to tell you the truth. And these notes will go a long way in helping a lot of you figure out what's up and down and what you got to do and how to do it. And we have to come up with a format as well everywhere across Canada and the United States and Europe in regard to a policy of saying no and be able to protect our individuality that way, because these things are just designed to hoop you every which way but loose. Okay, on the YouTube channel, we're going to have a weather network that I guess came a couple of days ago. So Ralph in Netherlands, he takes pictures of the rain, so he sent me a rain sample, so you may want to take a look at that so you can see what's actually in your rain. You know, people are going blind now from the injectables. And you can imagine that. All this bullshit about how safe they are, people are going blind, and it's not a small number. So again, you know, they're not approved on any level. They haven't been approved. They haven't been acknowledged. They've been acknowledged that they're safe. You know, we hear from our health minister, oh, this vaccines are safe. They're so safe, 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 oh, safe. You know, we used to call it safe something else at one time. Today, we're using that like there's no tomorrow. And here, when you read this stuff and what's coming out of it, and all the problems it has with it, why are they pushing this so much? And why are people so stupid to line up for blocks to grab something that has never been authorized? This is what's amazing. This thing has never been authorized on any level. Here we are today. It's amazing. It's all I got to say. It's just amazing that that we are here today. Alrighty, it's going to be a short show because, A, quite frankly, I ran late, and I wanted everybody to get this, because this is going to be pretty heavy for most of you to read. And when you start looking at some of the stuff, it's going to give you a perspective of what they've done to you, what they've actually done to you. You know, it's not a good thing, what they've done. They have hijacked and hooped the whole shooting match. It's terrible. I heard today that Quebec had over 750,000 people marching today. Imagine that. 750,000 people. We need to do that in every province. Every province needs to be, you know, on board here. So that's a good sign that Quebec's waking up. That's a really good sign. There are a lot of places that do a lot of marches everywhere, and again, it's important that we do them, but it's important now as well, as I keep saying, that we need to start litigating and taking these people to court like they're doing in the U.S. and other countries, and, you know, using the Nuremberg Agreement as well to help us in their cause when and if we fight them. So like I said, there's a lot of things going on today, and it's just been one of those, you know, one of those days, really. So again, hold on a second. Okay, the real deal facts. Okay, we got that. And interaction. Okay, got it all. So anyway, like I said, tonight's show is going to be a little different, a little shorter. Like I said, it's just been a day. So anyway, check these things out. Pay attention. Do the research yourself. Like I said, the link will be up so you can now have access to it. So again, check out everything and then start acting in a more defense mindset, or a mindset of, you know, calm and protected. You know, calm and protected. I can't emphasize that enough. Calm and protected. Alrighty. I always mention at the end of these shows to read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read what he was all about. Get to understand the nature of what's going on. Get to understand the nature of where we're heading, because the Bible does give you a lot of advice. A lot of things that I've seen lately are indicating a lot of biblical truth. So again, I keep telling everybody and suggesting strongly, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. You know, read and understand what he was talking about, and get that message. You got people on my site. You got Yanni. You got Ty. You got Shy. You know, you got Sherry Three Hearts. You got Catherine, Fiona, Spingola, Diane Spingola, Brian, myself. All kinds of people there giving me all kinds of information. So feel free to help any way you can, even financially. If not, share the information and share it with everybody. Alrighty, I think on that note, I'm going to let y'all go. Like I said, it's just been a day and I had to get the show out. And I put out enough information there so that when you start looking at it, you're going to really understand more so the nature of the way things are. So, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So, to the next segment, to your health. Take care.